Gore CPA Mobile.
Enter all TR.
TR KB4 CPA. Good afternoon, Tom. Well, I got my booster shot at 11:30. I'm still kicking. My guy's got his Corvette jacked up on jack stands. I just leave it in the in-laws' house, and my wife's waiting for some people to come over and sign the papers. We may have it sold, and so I'm leaving there. I'm on High Valley Boulevard, and my father-in-law's name was Earl, so we used to call him the Earl of High Valley.
If I have no concept of where that's at, Dave. Oh, not been doing much. I'm looking at a YouTube video here. And been watching a little bit of TV and watched noon hour news. I got to go outside, and I went out and got the mail. I got to tell you, it's cold out there, even though it's just 49 degrees. It's cold. Not much wind, but I guess it's the 53% moisture in the air. But I got to go out and tend the chickens here in just a little bit. I try to wait till the peak heating portion of the day. And I'll put on cover all today, by golly, because I got to put some fresh water in there in their new containers. Well, in reference to this shot, they always told us in the military, when you're marching, you're not fighting. Now, what I mean by that is, disregard the shot. You never had it, and just keep on marching. And you won't have any reaction to it. Just forget about it. And it seems to work for me and my boss lady over here. And I hope it does for you. We didn't have any problems with ours on the Pfizer shot or the booster shot. And if they say get another one, by golly, I'll get another one. It's like having insurance. It might not keep you from getting it entirely, but it might save your life, Dave.
Whole thing. I mean, you know, they don't guarantee you won't get it. They just tell you if you get it, it won't be as bad as it would without it. So, and you know, I've already had COVID back a year ago. So, I remember the lady asked me if I'd had COVID, and I said, yeah, January, and then I went, oh, 2001. I realize this is January. So anyway, but I went right through. We go across the street here from Memorial. It's called Cross Creek and Doctor's Drive. And they have a building set up, signs everywhere, and so it's I just walked right in, sat down, and do all the paperwork, and then they sent me to another room. I got the shot, and then they sent me to an observation room, and nobody ever observed me, but they said 10 minutes, and I was doing something on my phone. I looked down, it had been 15 minutes, so I walked out, and this guy was sitting at a desk. I said, well, it's been 15 minutes. He said, well, you can go.
Was out there at the old Kmart store out there towards the Greenville Hospital. They make you sit down for 15 minutes in case you had a reaction. And then walk out, but I don't think anybody even asked us that when we walked out. And I don't think anybody observed us. They just had an area where you sat down and took you on your word, I guess. Oh, that's Bernice's stove over here, yodeling at her in the background, if you can hear it. But those LG appliances have some pretty songs they play whenever the washing gets done or or the dishwasher gets done, or the stove's up to temperature. She knows them all now, and had to have an appliance serviceman come out again and had a noise in the refrigerator, and this time it's the fan on the ice maker. Well, there's two other fans in there besides that. They've replaced one, or both, the other ones, and this time, no charge. They're real good about that. And Master's Appliance or something like that. And so it's going to cost me $75 for a new fan, but that's all right. Just taking all them plastic parts out of that icebox to get at it is a nightmare.
I thought you were going to say the noise in the refrigerator was you, Tom. W2T.
Yes, lots of times it is. Good afternoon, Rusty. Go ahead, Dave. He must got busy there. He just went and got his booster shot. He's on the CPA. W2T in 0CR. How's your day, Rusty?
Well, y'all just did a nice double there, so let's find out what David was trying to say as you were doubling with him. Go ahead, David.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was in a been up to a drive-through to pick up a prescription, and the way they have it set up here at the hospital, you have to get through two windows, so I was expecting to have to do a line, you know, the first one, and I was up. No cars. Now I got three in front of me at where I actually picked the prescription up. So let's see. Anyway. Hello, Rusty, and go ahead and pick it up.
And to both of you. Just been sitting here trying to get a few things done, stuff scheduled on the computer, getting ready to be done, so been a you know an interesting morning and dealing with the folks at Verizon and everything to get all my stuff where it's supposed to be. So anyway, just thought I'd pick up the radio, and since I heard both of y'all in here, I thought I'd give a holler out. And you know, Tom is usually the noise that's in the refrigerator all the time, so. You know, he seems to get himself in trouble doing that sometimes. Go ahead, Tom, W2T.
It's in 0TR. Well, that's true, Rusty. But Bernice is over here. You're making stew, aren't you, Bernice? She's making beef stew for dinner, and it's very good. And like I told Dave, I was going to go out and tend the chickens, but I went out and got the mail, and it's cold out there. But at any rate, I haven't figured out what I want to do this morning. I ordered some under cabinet lights that I like in my tool cabinets. And funny thing is, Dave, Amazon was higher than ordering it directly from Costco. That by quite a bit. It was $39.95 from Costco and free shipping, and there was $57 from Amazon. That's opposite what I usually think. KB4 CBA in 0TR.
Well, KB4 CBA. Yeah, sometimes you know you have to you have to compare prices. I find Amazon to have a pretty decent price, and you know we pay a few dollars more. It's not a big deal because we have free shipping, and we usually order several things from them when we order, and it's mostly stuff that we use, you know, on an everyday basis. So, but anyway. But I really like I like Amazon. You know, they stick around. And you were talking about the shot earlier. I'm not afraid of the shot. Of course you have to have both of the vaccines, and signed those in March of last year. So anyway, so the booster is just another shot.
Yeah, you got to get your shots. I've had all three of mine and had the COVID too. So, you know, I've been through, been up and down the whole gamut of it and going on. So, you know, that's you just have to deal with it. And well, Tom, I just want to find out, are you all, you got all your milk and your bread and everything for the big snow that's coming this weekend?
We're all stocked up. We went yesterday and got 3 gallons of milk. I drink a lot of milk, and so we're set on that. Nothing else, you know, you could eat crackers and milk or something, but I think I got a little more than that here. Bernice keeps on top of it. And I think we got a bag of salt down there. I'm going to go move that up. We bought it several years ago, and I think it's under the tin barn out there, so I'm going to move it up to the carport, and we'll have it if necessary. But I got to tell you, this old man's not going outside in, if there's any freezing rain or ice. Ironically, the grandson's going to go through driving school over at BMW this weekend. That ought to be a hoot. In his, well, he won't get to drive his Mustang, but it'll be in a BMW, Dave. But they go through that skid pad and all of that stuff, and that ought to be interesting. That might add a little spice to the flavor of it.
To do that, dual, what do they call that, drifting, and the car gets to turn the traction control off to do that, because the car won't allow you to do it if you got your traction control off on, which normally you drive with it on. But anyway, but that's a lot of fun, and my son-in-law used to work over there, and he you know, he got to go to that course, and then I've got a brother-in-law who bought a BMW, and it won't be here. He bought it in December, won't be here till February.
If he gets it in February, but you know, it's cars are all behind and everything else too. So, but I did see some dealers down in Florida when I was driving down to visit my sister-in-law and her husband down there for lunch on Friday before I come home on Sunday. And they had some smaller dealerships down there that had new cars and new trucks both on the lot. So I was surprised to see that with all of the other ones that don't have any, like the ones over here, or don't have very many anyway. Anyway, guys, I'm going to jump out. I'm going to go. I've got to go find me some lunch. I'm starting to get a headache here, and it's, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to run up to the Publix and maybe pick me up some chicken wings and something else to go with it. Anyway, catch all of you later. I'll be on the road in a few minutes. N0TR to take it. W2T.
This is Gerald TR. Oh, you really know how to hurt a guy, Rusty. I love them chicken wings. I was going to get them earlier this week, but Bernice didn't want them. So, anyways, never order them on the weekends because you're probably not going to get them. They sell a million of them on the weekend, I think. Well, Dave, I'll go one more round, I guess, and let you go, buddy. Yeah, I hope he has a lot of fun with that, and we thought it might save his life, and so we're happy he's going through that. His dad, my son-in-law, our son-in-law, I guess I should say, was a test driver for BMW for a little over a year. And then the automobile industry went to heck back then, and he got laid off, and he had quit a nice engineering job at GE to take that job for more money. And so he got laid off and had to go find another job. And he's doing fine now. But, oh, gee, but That would be a hoot, I'll tell you, going through that skid pad and all of that. And they do inattentive driving with the kids, and that's good because it's tailored for teenagers. And it shows them what a distraction a cell phone and different things can be. And I hope it just scares the living daylights out of him, Dave. Go ahead.
I've seen, you know, what distracted driving can do. I mean, you know, if you drive down the road around here, anywhere, 291, Wade Hampton, you know, you're going to see some people, they're looking at their cell phones and, you know, heck, when we were going down Interstate 26, this lady was swerving all over the road, and we thought maybe she was, you know, going in a diabetic coma or something, and I finally was able to speed up and get around her, and she was reading a book, so talk about distracted driving. Reading a book, 70 miles an hour, you know, I'm not sure what the charge would be, but they don't have any, they don't give tickets for being stupid.
Yeah, one, like I say, they walk among us. That's about as bad as I've ever heard. I watch for them, and whenever I stop at a stoplight, I always look in the rearview mirror. I'll bet you 60% of the people are using a cell phone, handheld one, mind you, or they're looking down, texting, and when the light turns, I always look back as I go, and they're still sitting there blocking traffic. And they'll finally go, and then the next several cars behind them have to miss that light and wait through another light. Oh, that just fries me. I think, what an inconsiderate person that must be. And they know better, and it's against the law, and there's no law enforcement around here, I'll tell you. And it's sad. We've seen them quite often going all over the road coming up 101, and it's got the twisties in it, Dave. And, you know, they usually don't kill themselves like a drunk driver. They kill the other occupants or a nice family, you know, and the drunk gets away with it. It's kind of sad. They ought to inhibit cell phones other than hands-free while you're moving. And they're just not going to do that. Too much money involved. shoot. We got the best politicians money can buy, and they're not going to pass a law like that. So I'll let you go, Dave. Have a good day, and I'll say 73s and be clear with you. Nice talking to you. KB4CBA and 0TR.
I don't know if I'm making the repeater or not, but 73s, you have a good afternoon. N0TRKB4CBA.
Made it fine, Dave. You can talk right over that QRM. It's no problem at all. They're peanut whistles. They just don't cut it. All right, I'm going to shut her down, head outside. N0TR, clear.